This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There he is, the song that just brings a tear to the eye of our buddy from the NFL Network, Chris Rose. He joins us right now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Chris. How are you, buddy?
How are you?
We're okay. Working remotely, as I'm sure you are as well. How you holding up?
Good. Actually, we are starting up the digital version of Intentional Talk today, so I think we're the first show at MLB Network to launch. For the two of us, obviously we do 90% of our shows from our respective homes, Kevin Millar and myself. So, you know, for as far as that goes, it's not going to be much of a change. They're going to be much shorter shows, but they'll be on all of our social media platforms and things of that nature. So you can check it out starting later today, and we'll start having guests, hopefully tomorrow, where guys are joining us, whether it's from Florida, Arizona, or if they've gone home. And that's actually kind of a, you know, I suppose could be kind of fun because they might be showing us around their houses, where they live, some of the people in their lives. Could be kind of a little bit of a different interview. So I think that could be fun.
Chris, before we get into some Browns talk, we were listening to Case Keenum's conference call just a couple of seconds ago, and I want to ask you about that in a second. But Blue Jays president, former Indians president Mark Shapiro, the other day in a conference call with Toronto reporters said, you know, it's going to take at least a month to get this thing back up and rolling for us, to get pitchers' arms and get everybody back going once we, you know, once we are given the okay and it's deemed allowable for us to get back to work. Does that timetable sound about right to you once the okay happens, about a month?
Well, I mean, he's going to know way better than I do. You know, I had heard a couple weeks, but yeah, and it also depends how much they expand rosters as well. You know, I mean, if they expand rosters and you're able to carry a significantly larger number of pitchers, then you don't have to worry about stretching guys out, that it'll just kind of happen naturally. My guess is they're going to want to try to get to the season as quickly as possible without putting the health of their players in jeopardy.
Which you can do with hitters, wouldn't you think, for the most part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, let's remember, these guys were ramped up. They were, you know, they were basically 2 weeks away from starting the regular season. And most of these guys are hitting so much in the offseason, and heck, even pitchers are throwing so much in the offseason to build up their arm strength. And, you know, not all of them are Trevor Bauer in terms of what they're doing at a place like Driveline, but they're doing so much to keep their bodies in tip-top shape that they don't need the full 6 or 7 weeks of spring training to be ready. I mean, they were pretty much ready to go. And so, you know, for them to stop down, you know, the pitchers can still throw. The hitters can't really hit right now. You know, I mean, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to do that. So unless you have a cage at your house, you're probably not doing much. I've talked to a couple guys who are some of the best hitters in baseball, and they haven't picked up a bat since the day they were told to go home.
Wow. And even if you're a pitcher, well, you've got to have either a catcher or a net, you know, that you can throw into, and you better make sure you hit that net or you're chasing a baseball for a long time, Chris.
It's just like when we grew up. That's all. Just you know, we'll just go chase the ball. I can imagine those guys doing that.
Yeah, I can too. We were just listening to Case Keenum's press conference, Chris, and you know he was out with the Rams for a while. The Browns are now his sixth NFL team, which is you know he's the career journeyman, but he seems to have found a nice spot. He's the perfect guy to put in with Baker Mayfield because you have a presence who can step in and play well. He has shown he's done that. In fact, with Kevin Stefanski was his best run in Minnesota when he went 11-3 as a starter. Yet I don't think he's a threat to Baker Mayfield's job, which is probably good in this situation. Yes? No?
Yeah, I mean, I told you that weeks ago that that was the guy I would, you know, circle when we got to free agency. And he's not a threat to Baker's job security right now. The only thing that will make him a threat to Baker Mayfield is Baker Mayfield, right? Yep. If Baker does not play well, then everybody's going to go, well, hold on. We've got a guy who took a team to the NFC Championship under our head coach right now. Why don't we put him in? You know, the rest of the team seems to be doing his job. So I'm not saying that's what will happen. I'm saying that's the only scenario playing out to where Case Keenum becomes a threat. And we've talked about this before, that this is a huge year for Baker Mayfield. You don't think he's paying attention to what happened with Jameis Winston, who was a number one overall pick, and after 5 years, he's got an unknown future. You don't think he's paid attention to Marcus Mariota, who's now Derek Carr's backup with the Raiders? Mm-hmm. You don't think he's paying attention to Mitchell Trubisky, who in year four, the Bears just traded for Nick Foles and that contract? Like, he's a smart guy. He understands what's ahead of him and the chance he has to succeed and the repercussions if he does not.
Chris Rose joining us from the MLB and NFL Networks. That, to me, is the most fascinating thing about this offseason, Chris, and you just laid out some guys. The patience with starting quarterbacks or highly drafted quarterbacks, it's not there like it used to be. You know, here's Cam Newton, a guy who is an MVP, and he's going to be 31. He's looking for a job. Jameis Winston, number one pick. Yeah, he throws interceptions, but, boy, he clearly has some talent. He's looking for a job. If you're the Chargers and you're out there in Los Angeles with them, do you think they're really sold on Tyrod Taylor and maybe whoever they draft in the first round if they go that way, or would Cam Newton be a nice option for them?
Well, the problem with Cam is we don't know how healthy he is. You know, I mean, he played two games last year. The year before, I think he ended the season with an injury. Regardless, I think the Panthers have lost eight of his last eight starts. So he wasn't even playing great before that. Now, is he a special, unique talent when healthy? Absolutely. Is he probably worth the risk? It could be. I mean, that's a pretty good team out here in L.A. They've got a lot of talent all around the board. And I've watched a ton of Chargers football over the last few years, and they've lost games where I don't even know how they lost them. Like, if I'd rewatch them right now, I still wouldn't understand it. They've had some really weird things happen to them. And they need a centerpiece, man. They are such a distant second in the NFL, you know, pecking circle around here, right? The pecking order. And Cam would bring that bravado, that star. And if he got it going again, you know, they could quickly bypass the Rams in terms of what you're seeing on the football field. So I think it's something that they should consider.
Wonder if Jameis Winston fits that same bill. Probably not.
No. I mean, Jameis, I love Jameis because as a football fan, you know he's going to keep your team and the other team in it every time. So he's a ton of fun to watch.
Chris, that's fun.
You know, I mean, the guy threw for more than 5,000 yards. The Buccaneers' problem wasn't marching up and down the field last year. It was holding the ball long enough to make sure you can get some points. So To me, it would scare the hell out of me if he went to Pittsburgh. I got to be honest with you. That would not be good as a Browns fan.
And, you know, that's if you're the Steelers, and see, this has been just, it's been fun for me to kind of watch and observe and see where this is going, because Andy Dalton needs a team. Jameis Winston needs a team. And Cam needs a team. And you're right about Winston. You know, he's young enough, Chris, where some team could go with, if they have an aging quarterback, and say, let's bring him in for a year or so, and he could become the guy down the road. Pittsburgh would be a real scary spot for him. I think you're right about that. What about New England? I get this feeling that Belichick wants to show, and this is just me, he wants to show everybody, hey, look, I've already had my quarterback here. I've got him ready to go, and we're going to go with this for a year with Stidham and Hoyer as his backup, and maybe down the road do something else. I can see him just trying to recreate a Tom Brady and a guy that people didn't think very highly of when he was coming out of college and slipped to the fourth round.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think Belichick's, we know that he's one of the smartest people to ever walk the planet in terms of professional sports. And I think he knows how fortunate he was to have that shooting star. So it's not like, hey, let's go find the 199th pick again and do it all over again 20 years later. Like, that's inconceivable. So, but I, at the same time, I think he saw where the game was heading 3 years ago, and he went, man, we can't do that with a 40-plus-year-old quarterback. So how do we best do that? Well, New England's got a ton of draft capital. I wouldn't put it against them to move up if there is a quarterback that they love and they feel like can fit the mold of the future NFL while still winning with this kind of team. It wouldn't shock me if they went that direction. I don't see Jameis Winston fitting in there. I just don't. Why wouldn't you hang on to Tom, do everything you could to have Tom Brady stay if you were going to, like, Winston's not a mobile quarterback. He really isn't. He doesn't run. He can beat you with his arm, but can't Brady do that at a better level?
Yeah.
That's why he's down in Tampa and Jameis Winston isn't.
What do you think of Brady in Tampa? I can't get past the fact, Chris, that no 43-year-old quarterback has ever really had huge success in the NFL. In fact, none of them have. I think Vinny Testaverde probably had the best age 43 or 44 year of any quarterback in NFL history. Yet if there's anybody who can pull it off, it's Tom Brady. Do you think he can do it in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, absolutely I do. That defense was much improved the last half of the season. Their receiving situation's really good. If O.J. Howard doesn't get it going this year with Tom Brady, then he's never going to get it going. They've got another tight end in Cameron Brate who's really good. I think they need to draft a tackle early. I don't know if that's at 14 in the draft or early second round if they can. But they need a little bit more help up there. And, you know, they've got a lot of good pieces. They really do. I think they're going to contend for the division title. I think they had a quarterback that turned over 35 times last year. 35, and they almost went 500. So, who knows what's going to happen in Carolina. Atlanta is hodgepodge. They're a coin flip. We know the Saints are really, really good. But there's no reason that the Buccaneers can't be right on the Saints' heels.
And I keep flashing back to what Brady did when he had a guy like Randy Moss. You know, when he had Gronk in Gronk's prime. And even Julian Edelman. You know, and now he has Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. He hasn't had, I don't think, side-by-side weapons like that maybe since, you know, Moss and Gronk were both going at the same time. That could be fun to watch. Enough of a running game. They're going to be an incredible storyline to watch, but so are the Patriots. And so I can't wait to see how it unfolds. Hopefully we're all in a position to let that happen on schedule. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be great once it happens, whenever that is. One thing that will hurt Tom Brady is the fact that, you know, the off-season program is going to get shortened. Well, who knows by how much? but you know, that's going to be a problem for him. And, you know, getting to know his guys and what they can do and a brand new offense for the first time, it's, you know, that complicates things. But once again, I don't put it past him. And even if you rooted against the Patriots for years, my guess is more fans are rooting for him in Tampa Bay than rooting for the Patriots these days. I think if people are picking sides, they're going Brady instead of what's left in New England.
I agree. Chris, one more time, everything you're going to be doing with Intentional Talk and how folks can see it.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to start doing these kind of shortened shows, if you will, that'll be more digitally friendly. You know, maybe they'll eventually work their way back onto the network once we start kind of figuring out the kinks that, you know, like a lot of networks are doing these days. And so we'll put on shortened clips, and Kevin actually has his family. He moved them out to Arizona for the time being, and so he's going to join us from there. And like I said, hopefully tomorrow we'll start having guests on the show, and you'll certainly be able to find it on our Twitter account at Intentional Talk. And it wouldn't surprise me if it's up on MLB.com at the end of the day as well. So we're going to be taping it here in the next hour or so and get going and have some fun and hopefully give, you know, much like you're doing, give some people a little breath away from the reality.
Isn't that the truth? Hang in there, buddy. Stay safe.
You do the same.
Best to you and your family. We appreciate your time.
Right back to you, Jeff. Take care.
All right, bud. Chris Rose joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from MLB.com, the MLB Network, and the NFL Network. Always good to have Chris with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.